Hello, I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. The migration crisis in Europe is expected to dominate the final EU summit of the year beginning today in Brussels. Beforehand, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and several other EU leaders will hold talks with the Turkish Prime Minister to try to find ways to resettle tens of thousands of Syrian migrants straight from camps in Turkey. Chris Morris reports.
As a tumultuous year draws to a close, European leaders are struggling to maintain unity, as nearly a million migrants and refugees have arrived on European shores. Now Angela Merkel is once again taking the lead, trying to work out ways to admit Syrian refugees straight from camps in Turkey. Initially, figures in the hundreds of thousands were being discussed. Already, that has fallen to tens of thousands. And plans for resettlement will only move forward if Turkey takes decisive steps to cut off the illegal flow of people crossing the Aegean Sea.
The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has expressed his fears that his country could become a vast holding pen for migrants. More than 3,000 migrants continue to arrive each day in Greece, but only those fleeing wars and violence in Syria, Iraq and Afghanistan are being allowed to continue their journey north. A new study in the United States has concluded that lifestyle choices like smoking and drinking too much alcohol may help to cause the vast majority of cancers. Researchers at Stony Brook University in New York based their findings on reanalysis of cancer data. The lead researcher, Dr. Yusuf Hanoun, says the study suggests that random cell mutations rarely lead to cancer without external factors like toxic chemicals or radiation.
We undertook several approaches, four different approaches, to try and get a quantitative estimate of what is the contribution of those extrinsic factors to the incidence of cancer. And those lines of investigation, for us, they all came to a very similar conclusion, that the contribution of extrinsic factors can be as large as 70 to 90%.
The United States and Cuba have reached an understanding to allow regular commercial flights between them. Negotiators said an official announcement on the issue was imminent. Scheduled flights will ease journeys for U.S. citizens wanting to visit Cuba. From Havana, here's Will Grant.
The move to restore commercial flights between the U.S. and Cuba coincides with the first anniversary of the announcement of an end to hostilities between the old enemies. In some regards, it is one of the most significant steps of the past 12 months, in that it will further facilitate the arrival of American visitors to Cuba. With tourism increasingly becoming the main economic motor for the communist-run island, it comes as little surprise that the Cuban government was as keen on this particular measure as their counterparts in Washington.
World News from the BBC. World stock markets have responded positively to the first rise in American interest rates since the worst financial crisis in decades. The U.S. Federal Reserve signaled its confidence in continued economic growth with a quarter of a percentage point increase in its key short-term rate. The rise was matched by the central bank in Hong Kong. Delegates from Libya's two rival parliaments are due to sign an agreement in the Moroccan resort of Skhirat to form a government of national unity later today. The deal has been painstakingly brokered by the United Nations. Rana Jawad reports.
Dozens of Libyan delegates have already arrived in the Moroccan town for the signing. The UN-backed deal is expected to go ahead despite objections by the leaders of Libya's rival legislative bodies. They refused to hold a vote to formally adopt or reject the agreement. The international community believes that sealing this deal is the first step in a long process that will soon need to address plans on how to secure the country and the government. Those against the signing are divided over the ministers in the proposed unity government, as well as details in the agreement over military leadership.
Scientists in Australia say they've identified the closest potentially habitable planet outside our own solar system. Wolf 1061c is 14 light-years away. Researchers from the University of New South Wales made the discovery by examining information on distant galaxies collected by a European telescope in Chile. The planet orbits its star at a distance where conditions would be ideal to support liquid water and life. The ethics panel of football's world governing body is to hear the appeal by Sepp Blatter against his temporary suspension from the sport. Mr. Blatter, the head of FIFA, will appear in person at the hearing in Zurich. He was given a temporary ban over a $2 million payment to Michel Platini, who's head of European football. BBC News.